The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One of the greatest honors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided to His Prophet, and there are many amazing sifat and attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to His Prophet. But one of the greatest honors that He gives him is by giving him the title Habibullah, yeah, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I want to do today is I want to prove why He is the most beloved. He resembled God the most when it came to the characteristics. Yeah? The most. The goal that we should have. Yeah? Like, I agree, we should be like the Prophet, we should be like the Imams, I agree. But who did they try to be like? Yeah? They tried to be like God. Yeah? They tried to embody the qualities of God. Don't get it twisted, yeah? This is why our traditions say what? تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adopt for yourself the qualities of God. That means when God has certain qualities that He is describing for us, the more we imitate those qualities, the closer we are to reaching our perfection. Yeah? And there has been no one who has imitated the qualities of God like our final prophet. Yeah? He was the one who did it in the most in the perfect manner. Well, let's just look at some examples. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are some of His qualities? Allah is pardoning and forgiving. Yeah? Allah azza wa jal says in Surah An-Nisa, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَعْفُوَ عَنْهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا عَفُوًا غَفُورًا. Yeah, He says that, and for those that maybe Allah will pardon them. Allah is all pardoning. Yeah, because why? Allah is all pardoning and all forgiving. We know this. Right? The fact that I haven't been destroyed already clearly shows God is forgiving. Yeah? The fact that I haven't been punished already clearly shows God is giving us chances. And that's exactly who the Prophet was. Yeah? You know, it is said that after the death of Abu Talib, the brutality from the Quraysh increased in magnitude. Yeah? So much so that he would come back home with dirt thrown on him. He would come back home with bruises and cuts that his daughter would wipe and clean. And this entire time, the narration say, the Prophet would say the following, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Yeah? That, oh Allah, forgive my community. They don't know. They're ignorant. Yeah? What an amazing man. Yeah? That he had that ability to forgive people for their ignorance. Yeah, even if that was harming him, yeah, that was something that was very much shared in adopting the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know Allah is gracious and merciful. Yeah? Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 65, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ أَحْسَنْتُمْ. That indeed Allah to the people is kind and merciful. These two qualities God says about Himself, they are Ra'uf and Rahim. When He describes His Prophet, look at how He describes His Prophet. He says in Surah Tawbah, verse 128, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. There has certainly come to you a messenger from amongst yourselves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتْتُمْ. It hurts him to see you going through hardship. Harisun alaykum. He is concerned, highly concerned over you. Bil mu'minina Ra'ufur Rahim. Subhanallah. Yeah? That with the believers, He is kind and merciful. Imagine having God say, I am Ra'uf and Rahim. And then when He describes His Prophet, He says, He is Ra'ufur Rahim. Yeah? Imagine the kind of akhlaq one must have, that Allah Azza wa Jal is willing to describe someone with the same attributes that God describes Himself. He must have been a remarkable man. Yeah? A remarkable man. And there are so many stories, you know, that we get about just how kind He was, how merciful He was. And I'll share one with you for the sake of barakah. It said that the Prophet left his home and he went to the clothes market. He went to buy a shirt for himself. And he went and he purchased, he had 10 dirhams with him. And so he went to the clothes place and he bought a shirt for 4 dirhams. When he left, he wore that shirt. And when he left, he met someone from the Ansar. Yeah? And the Ansar says to him, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I need a shirt. Yeah? Do you think you can give me a shirt? He says the Prophet immediately took off that shirt and gave it to him. Yeah? Man, that's not a small thing, yeah? Like, subhanAllah, like how many of us would do that? Yeah, like honestly, like to buy something that we need. He wasn't buying it for show, he wasn't buying it for excess. He needed a shirt. Otherwise the Prophet wouldn't buy a shirt. And then to be willing to give that without a second thought. And right? So he gives the shirt. Then he goes back to the shopkeeper and buys another shirt for 4 dirhams. And so how many dirhams does he have left? Thank you, I was checking, yeah? He had 2 dirhams left, yeah? And as he was walking back, he saw a girl on the street crying. She was a servant of someone, she was crying. And she says to him, why are you crying? And she says that the family that I work for gave me 2 dirhams. Yeah? And they told me to go buy flour with these 2 dirhams, but I lost these 2 dirhams on the way. And so she says, I'm afraid. And so the Prophet said, here are 2 dirhams, go buy your flour. She goes to buy the flour, and a little while later, the Prophet still sees her crying. And he says, why are you crying now? He says, I am late, and I fear that they will harm me, or they will get upset at me. And so I am afraid to go back home. And so the Prophet says, Chalo, I'll walk you back home. Yeah. Again, subhanAllah, yeah? Not too many people like this, honest to God. Yeah, we like to avoid drama. The Prophet wasn't afraid to put himself in drama. Yeah, and so the Prophet, he goes to this house, فَسَلَّمَ, yeah? He knocks on the door and he says, Salam. فَعَرَفُوا سَوْتَهُ, he says. They recognize the voice, but they didn't reply back. ثُمَّ عَادَ فَسَلَّمَ, then he gave a second salam. And they still didn't reply back. And then he gave a third salam. And finally, they replied back. And he says to them, Asma'atum awwal as-salam? He says, did you hear my first salam? And they said, yes, walakin ahbabna an nuzidana min as-salam. SubhanAllah, it's very cool, yeah? They said, we did, but we wanted more salam from you. Yeah? And so we waited till you repeated the salam. The Prophet then recognized that these people are good people. Yeah? And then he says to them, they asked him, why have you come to our house? Yeah, is everything okay? He says to them that she is afraid that you will be upset with her. And so they said, the fact that she had the honor of walking with you, she is free in the eyes of Allah. That means she can go. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Laqad barakallahu fil ishra." He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed these 10 dirhams. He says He clothed the Prophet with it, He clothed a man from the Ansar, and He freed a person who was in bondage. And I praise Allah who has provided me with His power. What an amazing personality he was, yeah? That when we say like he was kind, he was merciful, you know, sometimes people are kind and they are merciful with those that they want something from, yeah? They are kind and merciful to those who can do them a favor later. But this was not who our Prophet was. This is why like God doesn't give the title of Ra'ufur Rahim to one who is a pretender being a Ra'ufur Rahim. Yeah? If we want to be honored by God in this way, this should be the natural characteristic that we have. That we are just kind to everyone. That we are gentle with everyone. And this is exactly who Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimul Halim Hakimun Matin شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد